chocolate chip pancakes.
Mom, I'm not 12.
Dibs on hers. Honey, excited about your first day?
You know what? I really am. There's something about going to work that makes you feel like you're, I don't know, worth something. No offense, Mom.
Listen, I want to give you some advice.
Do it fast. She's going to be late.
Work hard. Keep your eye on the ball. Stay focused. Never. Check it out. Cam in overalls.
Mitchell sent me the same text.
Why look what you've done?
Oh, because Cam is helping me out with that baseball field, and Mitchell hates it when he gets all farmed up. His turnoffs are farm, Fizbo, and worst of all, Farmbo.
Hey! Howdy, life partner!
Well, I gotta go. Don't want to be late for my first... Oh, my God! Why didn't you guys tell me the time?
So, what do you think? Can we turn this into a baseball field?
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, back on the farm, I once turned an acre of corn into a snowflake-shaped maze. Still be there if our neighbor Billy Bob Scheinberg hadn't seen it from his crop duster and said it looked like a swastika. So how good's Luke's team anyway?
Well, you may have seen them on YouTube under Boy Stuck in Batting Helmet or Pitcher Bean Self. But a few of them went through puberty early this year. So.
They say it's because of hormones in our milk. But whatever it is, they're really jacked up.
Luke and Manny's team tied for the final spot in the playoffs, but since nobody was expecting it, all the fields were booked.
The other team wanted to settle with the coin flip. We said rock, paper, scissors. That's when talks broke down.
So what do you do when you can't find a field? You build one.
And we got the last laugh, because guess what I found there? Rocks, paper, and scissors.
I see home plate up here.
Mm-hmm.
I see pitcher's mound in here. And I see little boy's dreams coming true everywhere.
I found a dead snake.
It's perfect.
Not dead, not dead!
I'm going to be mother of the year.
And this is our dining room where we eat. And this is our kitchen where we also eat.
Who are you talking to? It looks like you lost your tour.
Or your mind.
The baby. Shorty's girlfriend, Arlene, sent it to me. She said it's for prenatal bonding. I love it. We took a tour of the house. We took a look at all my shoes. Come on, Jay, say something to the baby.
Darlene's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Your first words to our baby, Darlene, is an idiot.
This is stupid. The baby's only 2 inches away. He doesn't need speakers blasting at him. Like in restaurants nowadays where you can't even hear yourself think. You're going to do whatever you want. Why do I bother?
Get used to that. Sometimes you just got to let him go. Then he eats some sherbet and falls asleep.
Okay, I'll chalk the field with this bad boy.
And while you're doing that, I will get the bases.
We make such a good team.
How does your friend have a chalker?
Oh, he used it to propose to a skywriter. Oh, ma'am? Ma'am, do you need help with that?
Oh, yes, please.
Is this your house?
I'm moving in with my son.
Oh.
He's rich. Hmm. Phone by the toilet, rich.
Oh.
Great. Have you lived here a long time?
I moved here in 62 to be an actress. Mm-hmm. I had one line in a Rockford Files. He went out the back.
Oh!
Who went out the back?
That was you. Okay.
Well, you're all set here.
You're not interested in the place, are you?
Oh,
yes, we
no,
are.
No, thank you. Yes. Yes, we are.
Come on.
Okay.
You gotta keep your eyes open. It's not natural when a ball is hurtling at your face.
Will you choke up a little?
Probably when they play the national anthem.
No, move your hands up the bat.
When they play the national anthem. I had a perfect record. 22 games and I hadn't played a single inning. Then the McCoy twins' grandma dies and suddenly I'm starting at right field. What does that even mean? Is it the same as stage right?
All right, ready? Nice and easy. They haven't even thrown it yet.
Then it's your fault. I'm doing my part.
Forget it. We need to do something different. Let's change your stance. Try leaning in. Further. Now close your eyes.
Ow!
Perfect! You think you can do that every time?
What, get hit? On purpose?
If you want to get on base and be a hero. Some men are born into greatness. Others have it chucked at their face.
Ah!
Yes!
Okay, Mrs. Brooks, thank you very much. We'll be in touch very soon.
Say it one more time.
He went out the back.
Ah! Love it! Love it! Bye-bye!
What do you think, Phil?
Well, I have to admit, it's a steal.
You and you said Gilthorpe makes a killing flipping houses.
Yeah, he brags about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Every time he makes a sale, he calls himself Flipper and walks around making this dolphin sound like.
How does he do it? I hate him so much. Okay, look, if the four of us go in on this together, we can minimize the risk.
Or if none of us do it, we can eliminate the risk altogether because none of you know anything about flipping houses.
Okay, well, we already have it figured out. I'm going to be the designer because I know about colors and shapes.
Yeah, well, so is Lily.
I'm going to be the contractor.
And I'm going to be the astronaut. Oh, this is fun. Phil, you go.
Mitchell, I am serious. I have overseen lots of projects in our home. I oversaw the remodel of our bathroom under budget, right, Phil?
Yeah, that was a little disappointing. We didn't go for the butt-washing toilet, but otherwise...
You can wash your own butt for free.
Well, that's not the same, is it?
This is all fun to talk about. It is, but I don't think that you understand what this could really entail.
And okay, there it is. Mitchell just said no, so we're done. Surprise, surprise.
Listen, we'll talk about this at home, okay?
Don't give up.
Phil, you think it's a good idea, right?
Totally.
Yes, and you know we can handle it, right?
I think you guys can handle anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Then you go talk to him. You're a professional. He respects you.
Okay, give us some space. I'll go talk him into it.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, there's no way we're letting him do this.
I know, right?
They are not equipped to take this on. We might as well flush all our savings down my boring old toilet.
Well, you are really bitter about that.
It's the one thing I asked for. Don't sit on your sunglasses. Sorry, guys. Whoops. Just to be clear, though, under no circumstances are we letting him do this.
I am totally with you.
Okay, you stay here. I'll go break the bad news. Sorry, guys. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, well, maybe
I would drop it. It is not worth the fight. Come on, Claire. The faster we leave, the less it's gonna hurt. Hop in. Yep.
Why does it have to be like this?
I don't know. He's your brother. Buckled up? Good.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. I see what you're doing. He doesn't want to see them!
The radio?
Sure.
Phil! Claire! Come on!
Such a shame, because I know we would do a great job on that house.
Totally.
If Gil Thorpe can do it, I can do it, right?
Please! Please. Gil Thorpe has decades of experience and infallible instincts. As much as we'd all like to believe otherwise, I did not marry Gil Thorpe. Can you imagine that? God, we'd sell a lot of houses.
Oh, great. Mitchell.
Oh, you know what, Claire? You got to cool down. You're just going to make this worse. Why don't you go get the coffees and I'll deal with him.
Well, okay, what are you going to say to him?
I'm just going to talk to him man to man.
All right.
Okay. Hello?
Claire, Phil doesn't want the house either, all right? He's letting me take the fall. He's a liar.
And a clever one.
Dude, how long do you think you can keep this from her? All right, I'm going to talk to her eventually.
Well, as long as we're swapping stories, maybe I'll tell Cam what happened to the sweater he knit for you.
I can't do it. I can't take this stupid thing anymore. It was stolen out of the car. Do you understand me?
Got it.
That is low.
I know. Don't be mad at me. That said, I suggest you lose this number. I'm not proud of what I did, but I'm not comfortable squashing people's dreams. I am a cheerleader. I'm the guy on top of the pyramid shouting, go, dreams, go. You know what's not a cheer? 2, 4, 6, 8. You are going to fail at this and lose everything we've worked for, Claire.
Hush, little baby, don't say the word. Papa's going to build you a mockingbird. And if the mockingbird won't sing, Papa's going to build you a diamond ring.
Papa'd buy 10 diamond rings to get that mockingbird to shut the hell up. But I wasn't going to tell Gloria she was a terrible singer. That's just taking a bath with a toaster. Still, the thought of that poor little thing stuck in there like a hostage, listening to that racket days on end, I just couldn't take it.
And if the Billy got one push, Papa's gonna kill the Billy goat.
I'll tell you what Papa's gonna do. He's gonna take a turn on that mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been thinking if it's a chance to bond, I should take it.
Oh, Jay, that's great. I think that the sound of my voice shouldn't be the only thing that the baby should hear.
Same page. Breaker, breaker, Big Jay, baby, what's your 20 over?
Hi, that's so cute. You sound like Smokey and the Bandido. Go on.
Hi, kid. This is your dad, Jay Pritchett. We're all pretty excited to meet you. Just a heads up, I might be a few years older than you're expecting, but on the plus side, we're very comfortable. What's that? Nothing. Tough womb. What are you doing in there? You sleeping?
Are you sleepy?
Still daddy's turn.
fucking rock!
Hey. Are you crying?
No. No, I just can't get this rock to budge.
Okay, what did we learn from A League of Their Own?
No crying in baseball.
No, that Madonna's a lousy actress, and so are you. What's really going on?
Okay. You know, over the last couple of months, I've applied for, like, 5 different jobs.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't tell anyone because I didn't get them, Pam. I went to college, you know, and I just want to be able to contribute to my kids' education, and I want to be able to buy my husband a present with my own money.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir director. It's actually why I became a choir director.
You became a part-time teacher in a public school for money?
I make more than you do. I mean, before parking, but... Look, I'm sorry Mitchell killed our house dream. You know, now especially that I know you wanted to use the money for such noble reasons.
Yeah. And also, there was this pair of boots.
There's always a pair of boots. Mitchell, do you know what I've realized?
That some thoughts are better left unexpressed?
No. That in this relationship, I'm the gas pedal and you're the brakes.
Okay, wait. Last week you said that you were the painting and I was the frame.
That's if we were artwork. This is if we were a car.
I know what part you'd be if we were a horse.
Excuse me?
Hmm?
Claire and I bring you this great opportunity and you stop it cold. I guess that's what brakes do.
You know what brakes also do? They keep you from driving off cliffs.
Maybe they're not cliffs. Maybe they're ramps ready to launch us into new exciting vistas.
I am not the only one against this whole house thing. Phil doesn't want it either.
You keep saying that, but I find that very, very hard to believe. Phil supports Claire. Phil is a cheerleader. Why can't you be more like Phil?
And then it hit me. I could be exactly like Phil. I could pretend to be on board, forcing the cheerleader to be the bad guy. I know it's underhanded, but that's the way I throw.
Mitchell?
You know what? You've convinced me. If you and Claire, and especially Phil, are into this, then I'm on board.
What? Seriously?
Yes, 100%. In fact, why don't you call Claire and Phil right now and tell them?
Okay. Yeah. It was a ramp thing, wasn't it? You know, I felt really good about it.
What? Are you serious? That's fantastic. Oh, I gotta tell Phil. I'll call you right back.
What's up?
Mitchell changed his mind. He's all for it. We're flipping a house!
Yeah!
Well, hello, Phil. To what do I owe this pleasure?
Cut the crap. You want to play chicken? Chicken's my middle name.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just being supportive of my partner and my sister, both of whom I love very much.
How do you sleep at night?
Soundly, knowing you'll do the right thing. So, how about it, Phil? You gonna stop this train? Because these brakes are out. Oh, and I suggest you lose this number.
Mitchell? Mitchell!
Yeah, I was pretty ticked off that Mitchell double-crossed my double-cross, and then he stopped taking my calls. And so I sent him the following carefully worded text. You suck.
I could tell Phil felt pretty hurt and betrayed, so I responded. How are you going to cheerlead your way out of this one, Buffy?
We both know this house thing is a disaster.
Then say something, or I will. I don't care if you tell Cam.
I threw out that hideous sweater. I spent months knitting that hideous sweater.
Yeah.
How are we seeing this?
They're using the group text from yesterday. They have no idea these are even coming to me.
Okay.
Oh, here's another one. We need to shut this house thing down without them knowing it's us? Oh, well, too late.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Claire, I am so sorry. I know I should have been more honest with you, but...
No, Phil, you know what really kills me is you didn't believe in me, and you believe in everything.
You know, I knew that sweater wasn't stolen, and here I pick blue yarn to match your eyes, but I should have picked black to match your heart. Although you look amazing in black, damn you. Come on.
Leaving 17 dead and thousands without power.
Hey, Jay, please. It's bad that the baby listens to such terrible things.
It's heard worse.
Jay, do you know a good one-hour dry cleaner? And I don't mean the must-be-in by 10, only on weekdays you need a coupon kind. I mean a hard 1 hour.
This conversation feels like a hard 1 hour. And what do you need to clean for it? Spotless.
There's mustard here from Reuben's Reuben.
That's what happens when you put a narcissist in charge of snack day.
Okay, it's my turn again. Baby, it's your mother again.
Gloria, why don't we give him a break? He probably needs a minute because he just learned about a deadly tornado.
Okay, stop calling him a he. What if he's a she and you're making her upset?
I told you, that's just the shorthand I'm using. Don't jump down my throat.
You always, you think I don't like this.
Do you really want your unborn baby to hear you fighting like this? Studies show it's unhealthy for a fetus to be exposed to a stressful environment.
Studies? You're 13. Read a comic book. What time does your game start?
I have to be there at 3 for hitting practice.
Batting practice.
Not for me.
Jay, I don't want our baby to think that he's coming into an unhappy home. Let's promise that we're never, ever going to fight in front of him.
No fighting in front of the baby.
Okay, good. Twinkle, twinkle, little lamb.
Gloria, stop it. Stop it. No more singing.
Why?
Because you stink. You're a terrible singer. Come on, let's get some lunch.
How dare do you tell me that I am...
No fighting in front of the baby. We just made a deal.
Yeah, but that's not fair because I am always in front of the baby.
Gloria, you're as close to perfect as a woman gets. Nothing wrong with one tiny little flaw. Yours is when you start to sing, it sounds like something got stuck in the vacuum cleaner.
That's your job! That is just your... Stupid opinion, Jay. But I am very angry at you, and I am going to make a list of all the things that I am going to scream at you as soon as this baby is out of me.
I didn't think it all the way through.
Oh, hello, Mitch.
You got Claire flowers?
Yes, I had a little bit of a rough night.
Yeah, you and me both.
Daddy slept in my room last night.
Here, give me some of those.
What? No.
You got me into this.
Hey, stop. You're breaking them.
I'm not going to come empty-handed, Phil. Let go of the...
Oh. Oh, Phil!
Claire and Cam did all this?
A week ago, that was all junk.
It's amazing. I mean, there's that little bump in the middle, but other than that...
Even if one of those boys had hit 5 home runs, the biggest star on that field was Claire. That's the funny thing about marriage. You fall in love with this extraordinary person, and over time, they begin to seem ordinary. I think it's all the nagging. Wow, this is incredible. You literally saw a diamond in the rough.
Yeah, but I take on a lot of projects no one else is willing to.
I deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
I was an idiot for doubting you. Please, honey, forgive me.
How could I not when you give me this bouquet of crumpled flowers?
Mitchell did that.
Mitchell, again?
Ask Lily.
Hey, Cam.
Hey.
Here you... Okay, well...
Oh, wow. Broken and mangled. Just like my heart.
Cam, I'm sorry for not supporting you.
What about the sweater?
That's unforgivable. I mean, you put all that time and work into it, and I just tossed it out the car window.
Tossed it out the car window?
I'm forgetting how much you knew.
You know what, guys? Honestly, I think we should do it. I think we should go for the house.
Okay, but careful, honey. Don't say something if you don't mean it.
No, I do mean it. I think you two will do a fantastic job.
You know, I do too. I'm on board.
On board for what? Oh, well, the four of us might go in on a house. Claire and I fix it up and flip it.
That's the worst idea I ever heard. Okay. You guys know nothing about construction. You'll make all sorts of mistakes. You'll turn on each other. You'll stop talking. And suddenly I'm doing 2 dinners a week instead of 1 because you can't be in the same room. Family and business doesn't mix. Ah, you can do whatever you want. Why do I bother?
Is he right?
You know, Dad, I mean, he's a pessimist.
I want us to get that house. I do. I don't want us to fight.
We're not going to fight.
Of course not. Probably. I don't know. Will we?
Maybe we just take a beat and think about it.
Yeah, I guess that couldn't hurt.
Yeah. You guys mean the world to us. I don't want to jeopardize that over a house.
We feel the same way.
Yeah. I know we do a good job, though.
Hello. It's Mrs. Brooks, the lady with the house. Actually, it's good that you called. What?
What happened?
Gilthorpe just made her an offer. We did it!
They bought a house.
It's gonna be great!
What could go wrong? Nothing.
Sometimes I don't understand people. They do crazy things for the dumbest reasons.
I'm going to march out there and swing as hard as I can. And if every sports movie is correct, I'm going to smack that ball and everyone will chant my name as I round the bases. By the way, is it always counterclockwise or do I get to choose?
I don't think it's gonna matter.
They convince themselves it'll all work out.
Please rise for the national anthem. I'm going to show you who can sing.
Gloria.
Mm. Oh, this can be rough. Despite all the evidence to the contrary.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Which I guess isn't so bad.
And the rockets rattler.
All I'm saying is I hope to God you don't have your mother's singing voice. But man, I hope you get her self-confidence. So try to get some sleep. I'll talk to you in the morning.
Two outs, bottom of the sixth. Tied at four. This is it, folks. The whole game comes down to this. Manny Delgado, 0-for-3 on the day. Gloria, your thoughts?
I think he's going to hit the home run.
Please, God, give me one.
Manny, stand up straight.
But bend your knees.
Widen your stance. Would you please let me do...
Oh, take your bang.
You did it. Manny. Yeah.
No, not that way. Go this way. Now, why do I bother? He's going to do what he wants.